This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Joy 94.9, Saturday Magazine, Macca and Tass. We are independent.
We certainly are, Macca. And speaking of independent, we have the Chair of the Victorian Pride Centre, Jude Munro, on the line. Good morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, and I'm speaking from a freezing Brisbane.
Oh,
you're in Brisbane.
Here for the long weekend, but it's not. In Queensland, they do it differently. So Queen's Birthday is not celebrated.
Well, that's funny because I actually saw a video of you just yesterday in St Kilda.
Yes, I get around. That's a great video.
You certainly do get around, Jude. So the video.
I do get around. And that video, which can be seen on pridecentre.org.au website, is a great little video of the site.
So it provides a lovely update of what's happening on the site. The site's now been cleared. Some heavy-duty drilling equipment has arrived to build the posts, I believe. Tell us all about
the
that. Tell us the piles.
The piles.
Tell us where all that's at, Jude.
Oh, dear. Yes, so it looks like Magda Sabansky's on site, but it's in fact me. And I introduce the two project managers. Demolition is completed and the perimeter 4-metre pile, so these go around the perimeter and then further excavation goes down towards the bottom of those, so 4 metres of stuff comes out, soil and rock, and we're about a fifth to a quarter of the way through those piles now, so she's really charging ahead.
Wow. So what's the ETA?
End of July next year.
Wow. So it's just over a year. The whole thing should be completed. That's fantastic news. That's fantastic.
It's wonderful, isn't it? And I think it is great for people to see it. We've had lots of people contact, a variety of people saying how terrific it is to be able to actually see it in the visuals of it. So it is really terrific. And there'll be an opportunity later this month for the community to be around for what will be the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. We're going to have an event which will be our own Stonewall, and that'll be the laying of our own Stonewall, the first something being ceremonially put in on Friday the 28th of June, and then with an event at Tolano's. So watch this space on that one.
Is that a public event, Jude? So can people just turn up or buy a ticket?
I believe so. There will be a purchase of tickets. I think it'll be $5 or $10.
Great. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll promote that once we know about it.
Yeah, we'll provide more news on that,
Dennis. Jude, the other question I wanted to ask you was the one about funding. We know that given that a Bill Shorten government was not elected, therefore the $10 million that Bill Shorten and his team had promised to the Victorian Pride Centre now is not on the table.
Plus the $600,000 for Joy.
Plus the $600,000 for Joy. So is there a funding shortfall? How can the project proceed without that?
As I've explained previously, financing and sort of funding are a little bit different in that the financing is organised, but it's $20.5 million. And what we're doing is we have redoubled efforts in relation to our fundraising. We'll also be approaching both levels of government again in relation to that. And we're redoubling our fundraising efforts. We have the Mayor of Stonington has a gala organised for us at the end of October. the commercial tenancies and our LGBTIQ tenancies are all in the process of being either locked down or initiated, and we've got those really great innovative fundraising systems like Bank Australia, and two of our close colleagues have taken out some home loans, and that will be coming through with the Bank Australia Affinity scheme, which provides 0.4%. So for a $500,000 loan, I think that is the equivalent, I have to do the math, of about $2,000 coming into the Pride Centre's account. So it's sort of money for jam in a sense. So we've got a range of innovative fundraising measures, but we will also be going back to government. But our loans are pretty well in place. So we couldn't have signed the construction contract without being sure about our finances. So I think the ALP federally, that $10 million might have been our plan B. Our plan A was the $20.5 million in two loans, a Bank Australia loan, and also Treasury Corporation Victoria, where the Treasurer, Tim Pallas, had been very kind to us with a very low-cost loan over a 20-year period. So we're just hopeful that either the state government or the federal government will come good with some more money, because as I say to our board, everything has to go right. And it's just very easy, of course, NACA and TAS, for something to go right. So we're redoubling our fundraising efforts.
And there's a lot of work going on in that space, I know. One of the things, Jude, is that, you know, this is now, we're a year away. How does it feel, you know, to be there from the start? You know, you're going to see this through to the opening. How does it feel? It must feel great.
Oh, it's so exciting. I couldn't stop wiping it. You know, I couldn't wipe the smile off my face being at the site every day. And I'm now looking for excuses to go to St Kilda so I can go put the hard hat on and hide his vest and go and have a look. But it's also, I think it's all the other aspects that the Pride Centre will bring. You know, our website's now got an events program with 60 organisations from all over Victoria saying, you know, what events are coming up, and you can click on a button and you can say, yep, I want something within 10Ks of my place. If you're living in Bendigo, it'll flash up with all the events coming up in Bendigo over the course of the next weekend and within that perimeter. So it's just tremendous to see the capacity that's now and capability that's now being built. And I think as we, because, you know, this is many hands make light work, the corporate partnerships that are now coming to the fore, and we'll be able to make announcements about those, and they're all, I think, really sound and good partnerships, are just going to provide that extra layer of money that will be needed for financing, but also provide some more programming in the centre. So we're actively working on programming as well. It is at such an exciting stage.
Jude, I liken the website as being the go-to web page where you want information about not only what's happening in the queer community, but also who's who in the zoo. So if you're looking for a service or looking for an agency or looking for a place to go, it is the go-to website. It seems to have now surpassed everything else that's available to our community.
Yeah, and I think it will only continue to grow, and you can see what further opportunities there will be as we make it at some stage you know, accessible on mobile in the way that those websites ordinarily are. And it's just going to keep getting better and better.
Jude, it's always great to chat with you. It's always great to find out what's happening with the Pride Centre. Is there any other news that we need to know at this point in time?
Well, I think I'd just like to reinforce how appreciative we are of our relationship with Joy. And, Macca, I know that fundraising and Joy's finances are always uppermost in your mind, as they are in Rich's mind and others on the board. And anything that we can do in terms of joint partnerships with lobbying government to get further support for Joy, I'll be in there and really pushing hard. So, and I'd like to thank you for the joint efforts that we've been doing to date. And we'll
fabulous.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
It's always I love nothing better, Jude, than a pincer movement.
Yes, exactly.
Now, fortunately, talking to you has not been classified as national security, so we're not going to get raided.
Well, not today.
No.
But look, it is, you know, this is a real demonstration of what our community can achieve. And it's actually, you know, July next year, Tass and Jude, we're going to have a Pride Centre.
We certainly will.
And it's been a long journey, a few speed humps, like St Kilda streets, on the way, but it's worth it. It's going to be worth it. I'm really looking forward to it, Jude.
It'll be wonderful. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Great to have you back on the airwaves, Jude.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.